Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. And it is a beautiful morning here on the Courthouse Square in Salina, Tennessee. Welcome to Clay County Corner. This is Kevin Donaldson, guest hosting for your regular person, Thomas Watson. Thomas needed the day off, and as is the case occasionally, I'm filling in for him today. I think we've got a really good show going. In just a few minutes, we'll be talking to Mr. Luke Collins, who is the Executive Director of Upper Cumberland Human Resource Agency, better known in these parts, I guess, as UCHRA, an agency that does a tremendous amount of good things for the people of Upper Cumberland. We'll be talking to Luke about some of those programs and some of the things that are available. Glad to have him with us. Before we begin that interview, though, we do have several news items we'd like to pass on to you guys. A couple of things that are coming up fairly quickly. One just around the corner doesn't seem possible, but it's almost roller coaster yard sale time. That is, if you have not marked your calendars already, October 5, 6, and 7. And, of course, that event takes place, actually starts up at Horse Cave area, runs all the way down through Kentucky, finds its way through Clay County, and winds its way all the way around Dale Hall Lake, actually, around to the Birdstown and Albany, Kentucky area. So I think there's two states and maybe six counties involved in that, and it seems like it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. I know it's in its third decade, and again, just seems to be growing every year. Some local information about that. The local coordinator for that, of course, is the Merchants Association President, Kathy Merritt. And Kathy had started a Facebook page, an event announcement, I guess you call it, about the roller coaster yard sale in Salina, Tennessee. And she has had an outpouring of response on that. Of course, for those of you who have looked at that before, you can respond and say that you're going. You can respond and say that you're interested, a variety of things there. And she has had a tremendous outpouring of response about that. She's had almost 800 people say that they are definitely going. Now, here's where the numbers get a whole lot bigger. Over 4,000 people say they are interested in coming. And again, this is just basically Salina, Tennessee. It's not including the whole six-county area. And that has been shared 1,000 times, so there's no telling how many people could find their way from Kentucky down through Tennessee and Clay County. Now, of course, they always have a massive setup at the fairgrounds complex here of vendors and folks who are selling. Spaces are still available, and they have both inside spaces this year and outside spaces, which they've always had. Just to pass along a little info, outside spaces are available. They are 30 by 30, and there are a limited amount of inside spaces still available inside what we call the women's building. Those are 10 by 15. If you have any interest in being a vendor there, spaces are still available. You can contact Kathy Merritt at 931-243-5005, or you can message her on that Facebook page, and I know she'd love to hear from you. Roller Coaster Yard Sale, again, October 5, 6, and 7. Not too long after that is the 9th Annual Clay County Chili Cook-Off. That event is Saturday, October 14, here at the Courthouse Square, held outside. It'll start at the official tasting and all that at 11:30 a.m. Of course, they're always looking for entrants. I think they had 10 or 12 teams competing for the title last year. I feel certain they have at least that many this year and possibly more. And there's a significant grand prize available here, and they pay down through third place. And there's also a People's Choice Award. You know, there's a panel of official judges who do their thing, and then the folks who are buying the bowls and going around and tasting also get a vote. If you need more information on that, you can contact Sandra Wicks at the Senior Citizen Center, and she'll be happy to fill you in. She'd also be the person to contact about being involved in that as a team. We'd be remiss if we did not mention the Clay County High School ladies golf team. The girls have made their first trip ever to the state tournament, or will be making it. They won the region. They're advancing to the state tournament, which will start Monday. Congratulations to all those ladies, and I think we have an individual, not the team, but an individual off the boys' team who will be competing there as well. Two different ways to compete. You can get in as an individual, or you can get in as a team, or both, depending on how you did in region play. Just a few housekeeping things there. We will let our sponsors give us some messages here, and we'll be back to talk with Mr. Luke Collins right after these messages.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria and food from making you ill with four simple steps.
Used to be a walk in the park.
Clean. Wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate. Keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook. Make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole.
And chill. Refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can.
Should have worn my glasses.
So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Trican Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Kevin Donaldson, guest hosting today for Thomas Watson on the Clay County Corner. As is always the case, at 9 a.m. we broadcast, as Thomas says, live in living color from the historic Clay County Courthouse. We're glad to be here today. So thankful that you folks are listening. Thankful to our sponsors who make this program possible. And our program today is going to focus on a very important organization throughout the entire Upper Cumberland area. I'll shorten it down and say we're going to talk about UCHRA, and we have Luke Collins, the executive director of that organization, with us today. Luke, thanks for being here today.
Hey, Kevin Donaldson, thank you so much for the opportunity to allow me to come here to a courthouse that I love to talk about an organization that I love and a community that I love. So, hey, I sure appreciate the opportunity.
We appreciate you being here, and we hope that at the end of our long period here today, the folks in our area here will know more about what UCHRA is and the various programs that you guys offer. I did a little research on the website for you guys and saw your picture right on the front page there. Did a little background research. Tell us, Luke, what the mission of UCHRA is.
Kevin, our mission is to deliver hope. And obviously that's a broad mission, but I think it is spot on accurate about what we do. The Human Resource Agency is a product of the programs of the Great Society, you know, the war on poverty. And it's where, government decided to take a real active role in doing God's work and taking care of the poor and taking care of the needy. And, Kevin, believe it or not, we've got 62 programs and we cover 14 counties in the Upper Cumberland. We have a budget of $22 million, 520-something employees. It's a big organization. It makes a big, big difference in people's lives every day. Unfortunately, our budget has been cut quite a bit. Now, about 7 or 8 years ago, our budget was about $32 million. So we've
that's pretty significant.
That's pretty significant. Unfortunately, I hope to see that trend change. But anyway, we've got to play the cards with the hand dealt to us, not the cards we wish we had.
Right.
And doing a great job every day. Just to tell you some numbers here for Clay County that I'm proud of. The amount of dollars that flows to Clay County to help the people of Clay County. This was last year's numbers. $844,460 went to help the people right here in Clay County. And we helped 1,592 people in one way or another. And as you know, Clay County's population is probably just a little over 8,000.
Well, that's 20% of the people
right,
in the county.
Right. That's a lot of people. And I'm so proud to be a part of an organization that makes a difference in people's lives every day. And I tell you something else, Kevin, I'm so proud and I feel we are so blessed and so lucky to live in a country that takes care of its it's elderly and it's poor and it's disabled, and we're blessed to be here. There's no doubt about that.
Well, we want to complain about some things in our country, and there's nothing wrong with that, but we don't want to swap places with a lot of people around the world, do we?
Lord, no. I wouldn't trade Clay County for no place. This is my home by choice, and you know, in this day and time, I could move anywhere. I could live in Australia. I could live in New York City. I could live in Europe. I could live just about anywhere I wanted to. But I choose to live right here in Salina, Tennessee, because to me, there's no place any better. That's just the simple truth of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Talk about the geographic scope, Luke, of just and the fact you're at the head of what, if it were a private enterprise, would be considered a large company. You know,
absolutely.
With that many employees,
sure.
And you go from, well, we're kind of at one extreme, you know, the northern extreme, and I guess you go all the way down to Warren County, and maybe all the way over west to Cannon County, and east to Cumberland County. Am I getting my geography fairly right?
Hey, you're exactly right. We're along the Kentucky border, over to Macon County, and also down through DeKalb County, Smith County. All the way to Cannon County would be our furthest east, our furthest west, I mean. And then east would be, you know, Cumberland County, Fentress County, and some of those. And then south down to Van Buren and Warren. And it's a big area.
Large.
I mean, it's a large geographic area.
And you've got local offices in each of 14 counties.
Yes, sir. It was important. When I became the executive director, we did not have a presence in every county. But it was important, in my opinion, to do that. Coming from a rural setting and being a county executive here in Clay County, I know the struggles that these rural areas have, and my heart really goes out to these outlying areas, you know, Clay and Van Buren and Pickett and those areas. So I want to do everything I could do to give the people in those communities the same opportunities that are available for people in the more urban areas.
Right. And I'm sure having been what we now call county mayor, mm-hmm. Helped prepare you to do the job that you're doing now quite a bit.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about that. Being a county mayor is a difficult task, complicated, a lot of things going on. And I want to say this, too. The greatest honor ever bestowed upon me is being elected county executive here in Clay County. I'm more proud of that than my honorable discharge in the military, and more proud than my master's degree and anything else outside of my children, you know.
Right.
As far as a personal accomplishment. But I'll always owe Clay County for that, and I always owe the people a debt of gratitude for allowing me that honor. But yeah, it absolutely helped me help prepare me for the job. But it is a complex, complicated job. You can imagine, have 62 programs and have 62 bosses. So that makes it complicated, I can tell you.
And to talk a little bit about the organizational chart on UCHRA, you do have a lot of bosses, don't you? You've got county mayor from 14 counties, and you've mm-hmm. got, I don't know how many city mayors, a lot more cities
than lot.
Counties.
Yeah, there's a lot.
And they're who you report to, I guess, basically.
Right, yes, sir.
Along with some other folks.
And, hey, I want to take this opportunity to thank my three bosses here in Clay County, and that's Mayor Dale Reagan, the county mayor, and Mayor Joy Rich, the city mayor, and also Miss Jane Miller. Jane's our community representative. She's
right.
on the board also. And I tell you what, Kevin, those three do a super job. I appreciate them. I appreciate their support. And they're there to help, and I do appreciate them.
And each county has a person or people just from the community who
yes,
are
sir.
Part of the UCHRA board as well.
Right. When the... When it was set up, which was about 50 years ago throughout the Great Society, you know, in the late 60s, it was decided wisely that instead of just having all elected officials, they also wanted some community involvement and non-political people involved in it. And I think that really adds to it. They give a different perspective that that really helps the programs.
We're talking with Luke Collins, Executive Director of the UCHRA, a 14-county government organization that has a wide range of support. We're going to take a break now and let our sponsors talk for just a minute, but when we come back, we'll begin talking about part of these 62 programs. I know we won't have time to talk about all of them, but we'll get some highlights from Director Collins. We'll be back right after these messages.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574, to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
This should be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rinse cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Yep.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can.
Should have worn my glasses.
So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. Kevin Donaldson, guest hosting for your regular host, Thomas Watson. We're here today with Luke Collins, Executive Director of the UCHRA. We're going to be discussing in just a moment some of the programs, I guess just some highlights really, Luke, of some of the programs that you got, because you got so many. Before we do that, though, we do want to mention that toward the end of the show, we'll have Luke draw a number out of our very complicated system here. And somebody is going to win, or some couple potentially will win, a free Dairy Queen ice cream cake. Birthdays and anniversaries, we have three folks today who have their name in the hat. We have Mr. Billy Hamilton, who will be, or maybe already has, I forget which day it was, it might have been yesterday, has turned or will turn a young 91 years of age. Happy birthday to Mr. Billy. He's one of only three remaining World War II veterans that we have, Mr. Bill Teeples, Mr. Paul White being the other two. Happy birthday to Mr. Billy again. Also called in Dean and Frank Mitchell Smith. Happy anniversary to them. Forget the date on that. And also a happy birthday to Pamela McCarter, whose name has been called in. So there's high odds of winning today. In my short time of doing this, I know I've never had as few as three. So, folks, you've got a 33.3% chance of winning that ice cream cake. And I'll say what I always say. I'm not able to eat that anymore, and I want you to eat a piece for me, whoever the lucky winner is. One of my favorite things on earth in terms of anything that's got sugar in it, which I can't deal with anymore. But, Luke, back to some of the things you guys do at UCHRA. Again, so many programs, there's no way we're going to have time to mention all of them. But give us some highlights of maybe the most popular or most used program that UCHRA offers.
Yes, sir, Kevin. Hey, before I do that, though, if you don't mind, I absolutely have to take opportunity to thank Sandra Grace and her great staff at our office just here across from the jail, right on Highway 52. Sandra, Tanya, Tanya and Penny and all those ladies there. I mean, they're very caring and very considerate, and they go out of their way to help people. And I just want everybody to know how much I appreciate them and to let them know what a real jewel that we have in those folks. And be sure to go by and challenge them with a problem and say, hey, I've got this issue or that issue, and see what they can do. And let me say this, there may not be a program that can help, but there may be a person or a church or something that they have contact with that they can help you. But just to hit some of the highlights of our great programs, we have our transportation program, Kevin, that we're probably most known for.
That's a very visible thing, too. You don't go anywhere in the upper country without seeing U-cards.
Hey, and I tell you what, if you go to Nashville, you're going to see one there, too.
Right.
We're taking people to the doctor's office, to hospitals, to the veterans hospital down in Murfreesboro. And I want to make sure everybody knows this, and this is a big secret that most people, Kevin, think that there's income guidelines or there's age guidelines, but there's not. Anybody can ride these vans. I mean, the Queen of England, anybody can ride our vans. It's public transit. It's subsidized, federal transportation subsidy, just like the subway system in New York City or Washington, D.C., or any of those public transits. So it's open to everybody. Now, the key to it is we ask that you give us a couple of days in advance. The more days in advance, the better. And here's why. We don't have the funding to run it like a taxi service, so you can't just call us and us rush you out there and get you and take you somewhere.
Right.
What we try to do to maximize our money and to maximize our efficiency is to line up as many people as we can along, say, a route. So what we try to do, if we've got folks wanting to go to the grocery store or something, is we'll try to maybe line up three or four people that we can take all at the same time, just to be more efficient and to take better care of these federal dollars. Because when you don't, even though, you know, we spend $844,000 in Clay County, we want to be as efficient as we can with that money,
right,
help as many people as we can. So, give us a call. And let me say this, Kevin, we can take you all the way to the airport. If you're flying somewhere, you can get on our van, take you all the way to the airport in Nashville, and
where you need to go.
Right, you can leave your
no
car.
No parking.
Right,
yeah.
You can leave your car right here in Salina, or you could drive to Cookeville, you know, and go from there, because Cookeville is our hub. You leave Salina, go to Cookeville, then from Cookeville going to Nashville.
Right.
But we have all kinds of people. I mean, we have Jaguars and all kinds of nice cars in our parking lot, and I said, who are these people? Who are they? Do they work for us? And then I find out, well, no, they're parking there and getting on our bus, going
right
to Nashville, catching the plane. And our bus is there at the airport, I believe, three times a day. So you want to make sure that it's not running every 30 minutes or every hour.
Right.
I believe it's at maybe 11 and 1 and 3. So if your plane hits in that time frame, or it might even be one leaving at 5. I can't remember for sure. But anyway, you take advantage of that. That's a good opportunity.
You mentioned something there, Luke, that I think is a misconception, particularly about that program, but probably a lot of the programs that you guys offer is For many of these, there are no income guidelines.
That's exactly right.
I think that is a big misconception, particularly about U-Carts.
Absolutely. A lot of the things that we do, there's no income guidelines. There's
right.
no age guidelines. We're just here to help people and make their life a little better. Now, one thing, Kevin, that we would love to do is to utilize volunteers more. And I know y'all got great things going on at the Chamber of Commerce. You've got a renaissance going on there with great volunteers. But well, we need some volunteers to help us drive some and volunteers for meal delivery and those type things. And if we had volunteers to help us, that would just free up more dollars that we could have to serve people.
Right.
And if the good Lord lets me live to retirement age, then I'm absolutely going to volunteer to deliver meals. It's one of the most rewarding things you can ever do. And that's the next program, I guess, I'd like to speak about is our Meals on Wheels. And as far as our transportation, we do about 900 trips a day across 14 counties. And across 14 counties, we feed about 1,000 people a day.
Wow.
So, man, it's a big deal. And not only, obviously, everybody understands the value of nutrition, but Kevin, I tell you, there's a lot more to it than just nutrition. It's having that social interaction with that person, and you would be surprised how many times that we actually save people's lives. We'll show up to deliver that meal. Maybe they've had an episode with their sugar
right.
or had a stroke or a heart attack, and they're laying in the floor. And, you know, we call the ambulance, and, I mean, it happens a lot. We've even had people in a home with the door locked. And that meal delivery person say, hey, this is not right. Something's not right.
Right.
And I've actually made the decision, we'll kick the door in. If they're okay, we'll pay to fix the door.
Right.
And, but every time the door's been kicked in, there was somebody laying there that needed help. And we're just so lucky to live in a country that has that. But we'd love to have some volunteers to help with that. And let me tell you this, something that 99% of the people don't know about. You can do that private pay. So now that one is income eligible. There's requirements of that one. But if a church or a family member, we've got people that are millionaires, multi-millionaires, that we deliver meals to their home.
Wow.
They just have to pay us.
Right.
A lot of the times it's a son or a daughter that'll call us and say, hey, I want somebody to go by and check on Mama every day. And
that's a way
that somebody can check on them and deliver them a meal, and they can do it private pay. And say somebody, Kevin, has been in an accident or gotten sick, and they're going to be homebound for, say, 3 months or 6 months. A church or a private individual could pay us for that time frame, be it 3 months, 6 months, whatever, to deliver that meal and visit with that person. And I think it is very, very underutilized, and I'd love to see more churches take advantage of that. What better way to support people in your community or to support a member of your church than to, hey, provide them a meal and somebody to visit with them every day?
And for a lot of those folks, that may be the only social interaction they have that day or that week, I guess, depending on their situation.
Kevin, for a lot of people, it is. It's the only interaction they have with another human being all day, and it's a big, big deal. You know, you and I are both extremely blessed that we come from large families and loving families and have a lot of social interaction around us. But the reality is there are people out there that don't have a big family, or maybe their family's in another area. They may
right.
be in Texas or wherever.
Right.
So they just don't have anybody that are close to see about them and to take care of them. So it is a great thing to do to provide that service. But I'd love to see more churches and more people do the private pay and do that.
We'll talk about a phone number before we leave here to make sure that, of course, everybody can look on their computer, on their smartphone,
yeah.
or in their phone book.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be sure and give that number out. We're talking to Luke Collins, the director of the UCHRA, about just a couple so far, but very popular programs that agency delivers, and we'll talk more about that right after these messages.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574, to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
You should be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the ring cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Yep.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. Kevin Donaldson here today with UCHRA Executive Director Luke Collins. Luke has told us about two very popular and very well-used programs that that agency offers. We'll talk about more of those in just a second, but before we do that, we want to give a shout out to the folks just across the street here at Teddy Lou's Bakery. WVFB station owner John Keaton just walked in and said he got a free pastry from across the road, so he wanted to let everybody know about that, and we wish them well in their new venture across the street here. Luke, back to UCHRA. We talked about U-Carts. We talked about I don't know what you call it, Meals on Wheels,
Meals
but that
wheels,
kind of a program.
Uh-huh.
Tell us about some, or anything else you feel like we need to add to either of those before we move on maybe to another couple or two.
Kevin, I'd like to let everybody know that we sell Ensure, and we sell it at a greatly reduced price. We get it at a good deal because we're a nonprofit. We make a little bit on it, and then we use the profits from it to provide more meals. So it's a good deal. And, of course, that Ensure, you can live on it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you
yeah,
can drink Ensure and live
protein
it.
Protein and the whole nine yards.
It's got everything you need. I know there at the nursing home they make those Ensure milkshakes.
Right.
And hey, it's a lifesaver for a lot of people.
Well, and you can sub those for literally for a meal.
Sure.
I mean, it's got enough calories and enough nutrients that you can do that. And I knew that, but I'd forgotten that. I appreciate you mentioning that.
Yeah, we sell that, and it's a great product. And, of course, we have our congregate meals at our meal site down at the community center.
Right.
And for it... now, there is some requirements on it. You have to, I believe, either be 60 or disabled, and that's a free meal. Now, we do ask people if they can to donate some money, and then the money obviously goes back in the program, try to feed more people. Then we have our commodities program, Kevin, that gives away pounds of groceries to people. And then sometimes we're lucky enough to get some fruit and those type things. We got an opportunity to go pick some corn down in Smith County, and we took a bunch of volunteers and we picked sweet corn, I mean by the tractor trailer load, and gave away a bunch of that.
Well, so, if I'm not mistaken, here in Clay County, I wanted to say yesterday, but I guess it was Tuesday, you had a commodities giveaway in conjunction with a health fair, which was a nice combo event.
Right.
And I think that had another element of maybe a jobs program rolled into it as well.
Right.
So that was, I'm sure, a great event.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I tell you what, the health fair, I tell you what, Kevin, I know this is a little bit off topic, but if you don't mind, I'd really like to take the time to mention something that's very special that's going on in Clay County, and thank some great people in our community. You know, we've got a grassroots renaissance going on in Clay County. I want to thank you at the Chamber of Commerce, kind of facilitating it and all the work that you do, Kevin. But we've got a lot of great committees. You mentioned the Health Committee, and then we have this, I don't know, I call it the Go-Getter Committee, but I think it's the Workforce Committee. I've been involved a lot of committees, and I've been to a lot of meetings and things, but I tell you what, there's more energy in that group and more determination to make a difference about any group I've ever seen. And I think that's headed up by Chairman Bobby Reed. We'll take the time to thank Bobby for the great job that he does. And the vice chairwoman, Carol Abney, a lady that I had the honor of going to school with, she's an absolute go-getter, a CPA, opened a CPA business here in town. Her husband, Randall, does an outstanding job every day. I need him on retainer. I give him so much business. But I tell you what, Kevin, we've got some folks that are really making things happen. You know, we have Mitch Gray and Renee Gray and, of course, Mayor Reagan and Mayor Rich and, Commissioner Wenton Young involved and a lot of other people. And I tell you, I just feel so good about the future of Clay County because of this grassroots renaissance that's going on where people are determined to make a difference. And I absolutely want to take the time, too, to thank Judge Diane Monroe and to thank Sheriff Brandon Boone. Started a, I guess you would call it, maybe for lack of a better word, a mentoring program. And that is really taken off and doing well, being very successful. And without Judge Monroe and Brandon Boone, Sheriff Boone, you know, that would not have been possible. So we've got a lot of good things going on in our small community, and I'm just so proud of it. And certainly want to thank those folks for doing that. They're just go-getter committees. That health group that you were talking about, another go-getter bunch out there making things happen every day.
Absolutely.
And I can't think of all the folks on that committee, but
there's a new group actually in the formative stages. I guess we've met three or four times. For now, until we come up with an official name, it's just a local Healthier Tennessee group, which is another program, you know. A lot of good things are going to come out of that. You have to be certified. You know, the state recognizes a healthier TN community, and a lot of good things are going to come out of that, no doubt. Candy Power at the hospital is kind of heading that thing up right now, doing a really good job.
I appreciate her doing it. As I understand it, I think you and Dr. Young and Commissioner Young maybe made a trip to Granville.
I wasn't able to go with those guys about another project, Rivertown's project.
So they're looking at other things that we can do and other fun activities. And so anyway, I'm just real, real proud of y'all and really appreciate what you're doing. So keep up the good work.
A lot of good things coming out of our committees right now.
Yeah.
We're glad that it seems like everybody's pushing toward a common goal and working together, and that's been going on for a while, and we're just trying to continue that.
Absolutely, and I tell you, that's the reason why I call Saline and Clay County my home is the people. You know, that's the part that makes a difference. I had a meeting in Philadelphia back in the summer, and then again in New York, and those are great cities, great place to visit. You know, Philadelphia, a lot of history with the Liberty Bell and Independence Hall, and of course New York with the Statue of Liberty and the World Trade Center Memorial and Empire State Building, Christville, and all those things. But I'm being honest with you, if I had to live in those places the rest of my life, they couldn't give me the whole city. If I had to live there.
Nice place to visit, but don't want to live there.
I'll take Salina, Tennessee over that any day.
We've got a lot to offer here.
Yeah,
we really do.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Looks like we're creeping up on maybe another time to go to some advertising here.
Okay.
We'll come back and talk some more about what UCHRA does. And probably when we come back, we'll might let you pull a name out of our, again, very sophisticated system here. And we'll have an ice cream cake winner. We'll be back with more Clay County Corner with UCHRA Director Luke Collins right after these messages.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can.
Should have worn my glasses.
So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test. Because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back. to the Clay County Corner. Kevin Donaldson here today with UCHRA. Let me start that over again. I'm tying my tongue. UCHRA Director Luke Collins. If you go slow with that, it's all right. If you try to get too fast, it's a tongue twister for me anyway. Before we get back to some of the programs offered by UCHRA, we want to give away this wonderful free Dairy Queen ice cream cake today. And again, we have only three entrants. Billy Hamilton, 91 years young, I think maybe today or possibly yesterday, celebrating an anniversary, Dean and Frank Mitchell Smith, and another happy birthday goes out to Pamela McCarter. We'll remind everyone you need to call 931-243-5574 to get folks on the list. And start calling any time after the show today, and you can call right up until time for the show next week. Always on WVFB 101.5 Kicks Country at 9 a.m. on Thursday. So I want to jostle these names around just a little bit and let Luke reach in there and pull one out, and we'll see who our ice cream cake winner is today. What number do we have, Mr. Collins?
It looks like we have our World War II veteran, Billy Hamilton.
Billy
Congratulations.
Hamilton.
We sure appreciate his service,
Billy,
in World War II.
Absolutely. Billy, enjoy that cake. I'll say it. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Please eat a piece of that and remember me, since I can't have it. But congratulations to Mr. Billy for him, and each week, just come by the Chamber of Commerce. We'll have a certificate there for you. Pick it up there, take it to the Dairy Queen, and they're going to give you a wonderful free ice cream cake. And our thanks go out to the Dairy Queen for providing this service for us each week. Very, very popular thing. Luke, back to UCHRA. I know you've got as we head down the home stretch here, you've got a couple more programs you'd like to mention real specifically.
Yeah, Kevin, I do. I tell you, before I talk about some of our programs, I want to take the time to thank Thomas Weaver and Daniel Strong and Rob Edwards. Those guys do a webcast of our football games now.
Right.
And it's DaleHollaHorizon.com. And, I mean, I love that. Those guys do an outstanding job. I think that's, again, part of our renaissance. And I'll be honest with you, I learn more, and it's more enjoyable for me to listen to them on the DaleHollaHorizon.com than it is to actually watch it. They see things that I don't see. I mean, they're just... They know what to look for, and they do a great job. So
they're
appreciate
football guys.
They're football guys. That's right.
They
that's
really
right.
Are.
But hey, Kevin, some of the other programs that we've got, we help people with their electric bill, with energy assistance. We can help people insulate their home and make their homes more energy efficient. Have a great opportunity to help people find jobs and. To help them write resumes, to teach them how to interview good, and programs to help people pay their transportation to work, give them money to go back to school, and also to be case managers for them, to give them advice and show them, you know, some of the best practices to do. And I tell you, it is a place that solves problems. So be sure and go visit Sandra and those folks there and see what they can do to help you. And it's amazing. I'll give you an example. I had a lady that I met with the other day, and this is so great to know that you know, on that day I was able to absolutely make a difference. But she was taking care of her son, and he's disabled, and he'd been in an accident and was paralyzed from, I don't know, about the chest down. And got to going over the things she was eligible for, and he was eligible for, and really was eligible for the last 10 or 15 years and didn't know it. And absolutely made a difference in those folks' lives to be able to that's another thing that we do is we have care workers that come into the home to help people, you know, with you know, feeding people and giving them baths and just cleaning house and those type things. These in-home caregivers and my really want to thank those people too for the great job they do, because they're actually laying up their treasures in heaven for doing that. But there's so many things that we do, Kevin, it's hard to even get it all in an hour. Well, it's just almost impossible. So we have to just hit the high points. You know, we have a probation program. We have 3 youth homes, Chance, Sycamore Mountain School, and Indian Mound. We always need volunteers to go and talk to those children and be good role models for them and to spend time with them and do activities with them. And we have a CASA, this court-appointed special advocates, where we help young people that are in the court system to kind of have a volunteer to help them work their way through. You know, a lot of times what people need is a mentor to help them through a situation, somebody to make sure they dot the I and they cross the T and they uncover every rock. And it's amazing the people that get held up in life because they can't find their Social Security card or they can't find their birth certificate. And they need somebody to really help them through the process, to be a case manager or mentor.
Right.
And help them, navigate that process to make a difference in their life.
One thing I have noticed, Luke, in my very short time at the Chamber is the amount of help that is available in almost every aspect of life. You know, you can go back to school for free now, basically.
Yes, sir.
Get a lot of training. You guys have a lot of programs, a lot of information. Even if you don't administer it, you will be able to refer people to the folks who do. We can do that at the Chamber as well. I know we're heading down the stretch and you've got a story you want to tell. What is the local phone number for UCHRA, the number that folks can call here and talk to Sandra or some of the other folks who are there?
I tell you what, Kevin, I'm ashamed to say I'm going to have to look it up real quick.
You've got 14 of those to remember. I can understand.
Hey, in my phone, I've got it under Clay County. So it's 243-3674.
3674. Folks,
right.
Remember that.
Right.
But they are definitely in the phone book and have a lot of different ways that they can help you. Luke, you got a story. We're about to run out of time now here that you wanted to share with us.
Yeah, I tell you, you always need to say a little something funny, try to entertain a little bit, not so much serious talk. But a few years ago, I was walking through the house, and anybody that doesn't know, I have 5 children. I have a son and 4 daughters. And I was going through the house, and Anna Ray was telling Allison that God had been arrested. Well, obviously, you know, you hear children saying all kinds of things, and sometimes you interact with them, and sometimes you just care go on about your business. But
right.
This is one of those, what? So I had to stop, and I said, Anna Ray, what did you say? Yeah, I was telling Allison about God. He got arrested. He did. Well, that's pretty interesting, honey. Do you think the jail will ever hold him? She told me. She said, well, no, I don't guess it will. I said, well, who told you that God got arrested? She said, well, Abigail did. That's her older sister.
Right.
I said, Abigail told you that? Yes. I said, well, did Abigail tell you anything else? Yeah. Well, what did she tell you? She said, well, Abigail told me that God made the sun and he made the stars and he made the planet and then he made the oceans and the fish and all the animals and he made Adam and Eve, and that on the 7th day, he got arrested. So, I said, well, honey, he didn't get arrested. He rested.
Yeah.
He took a break.
Yeah.
He laid, so that was it. So anyway, she had the idea in her head that by God creating all this, it must have violated a code. Someone got him arrested.
Well,
might not have had a building code, you think?
What's the old saying from the mouth of babes?
Yeah.
Luke, thanks so much for being here today.
Hey, Kim, thank you,
we've been visiting with Luke Collins, the director of UCHRA, 14-county agency that provides a tremendous amount of services to a great number of folks. We'll remind everybody before we leave here, Billy Hamilton is our birthday cake, anniversary cake winner from Dairy Queen today. I also want to remind you to mark your calendars, Roller Coaster Yard Sale coming up October 5, 6, and 7, Chili Cook-Off October 14. Another reminder, this show will be rebroadcast at 6 p.m. tonight and archived versions and episodes of this are available on the Dale Hollow Horizon website. Thank you for being with us for another Clay County Corner, and we'll see you again next week.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.